This is the Middle East Report. Each week we connect you to the people, places in the land of Israel. And of course, we connect you to the things happening there in Israel and the Middle East. There's a lot of deception in the news. That's why we have this radio show, to bring you the truth of what's happening there in that part of the world, especially in relationship to the Jewish people in the land of Israel. And we have an entire news team that is helping to do that every single day, 24/7. And I'm talking about American Family News. They do an awesome job of keeping everybody informed of what's happening in our nation and around the world. And Fred Jackson, of course, the news director. We got Chris Woodward, who's on the news team. Guys, I want to welcome you to today's show.
Good to be with you, John.
Well, we're going to talk about the Middle East. That's what we want to talk about today, because that's what we talk about here on this radio show. And we want to zone in on what's happening in Iran and the United States and that conflict that's happening there right now. I have to tell you guys, I'm a little bit on the confused side over all of this that's going on. We've heard that, you know, there's these negotiations going on between Trump and Iran. And okay, we got it. In 24 hours, we're going to have this agreement. And then nothing. He goes into the Situation Room, President Donald Trump with his team, and nothing is signed. Well, we'll just see what happens. I mean, I'm really confused. And in the meantime, Iran is attacking our troops in Kuwait, our ships, and all of that. Of course, we're defending all of that. So I'm really, really confused. And what I wanted to do on today's show, maybe there's some people who are listening today who are a little bit confused on what's going on there. I want to have you guys kind of explain, you know, what's going on from your perspective. Before we do that, I want to share something from Eric Stackelback. He is the host of Stackelback Tonight on TBN, and he pretty much says everything that I am feeling right now. So let's listen to that. I'll have you guys react to it.
Fire still being exchanged between the United States and Iran. The ceasefire, at least officially, is still on. In name only, it seems to me, because over the past week, we've had practically every other day, it seems, direct military conflict between the United States and Iran. Iran targeting U.S. bases in Kuwait, and the U.S. targeting certain Iranian assets in the Strait of Hormuz. We have Hezbollah in Lebanon, by the way, by extension. Iran's proxy, the crown jewel of its proxies, in Lebanon, continuing to bombard and kill Israelis with rockets and drones. Yet we're told, ceasefire, no worries. Folks, it seems like a state of war to me in both Lebanon and with Iran right now, despite the veneer of a ceasefire. I'm just saying, I personally think that the U.S. should finish the job with the Iranian regime. I don't believe these should just be defensive measures. Iran keeps firing, keeps blustering, keeps meddling in the Strait of Hormuz. I trust President Trump. He's earned my trust. He's more than earned the benefit of the doubt when it comes to Iran. He's proven his first term and so far in his second term that he gets the Iranian threat. He's made all the moves up until now. I do think, however, that the time for talk has been over for about 2 months, really for 47 years when it comes to Iran's regime. They're going to talk you to death if you let them, as I'm fond of saying. They will literally talk you to death. They're buying time here, stretching things out with the goal of waiting Trump out. I said earlier, nothing's guaranteed beyond 2028. Iran's mad mullahs are saying, okay, Trump is a hardliner. He's not going to blink. He gets us. Maybe we make some concessions in the short term. And then he leaves office in 2028 and we pray for President AOC or President Gavin Newsom. And then we can go back to our old games, rebuilding nukes, missiles, ballistic missiles, drones, proxy network, building them back up, etc. The Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, the IRGC, is firmly calling the shots. They're evil, diabolical, and wicked, this Iranian regime, but they're good at talking and double talking and lying, obfuscating and negotiating and wheeling and dealing. They're good at it. They're evil, but they're good at that. So they'll talk you to death until 2028, and then their prayer is that a Democrat gets into office. The other aspect of this, which cannot be discounted, which is very, very important, is their ideology. And that ideology involves the return of the Islamic Messiah, the Mahdi, the 12th Imam. That's what they call him. You might say, what are you talking about? I'm explaining to you that this regime has a very well thought out ideology that they truly believe in and that they will shape policy around. They believe in a time of great global chaos that the Islamic Messiah will return to earth. They call him the Mahdi, or the 12th Imam. He's been gone for a while, but he's going to come back. He's going to lead the armies of Islam to victory with the Iranian regime as the tip of the spear in his Islamic armies. They'll wipe out all the Christians and Jews. There will be worldwide Islamic rule. And by the way, Jesus will accompany the Mahdi as his wingman. So Jesus, a Jew who Christians follow, will help wipe out all the Jews and Christians. They really believe this. I know it sounds crazy, but they're true believers in this. And they believe the Mahdi will return at a time of great global chaos. You're not going to get any sort of satisfactory deal with Iran's regime. It's just not going to happen.
Guys, that's exactly how I feel. That was Eric Stackelback of Stackelback Tonight on TBN. And I'm just going to send it to you guys. Set me straight. Am I right? Am I wrong? Am I confused? I don't know. I don't know what to think here.
All right, Chris and John, a number of points that I want to agree to with Eric on. Number one, the Islamic regime is extremely evil. And I think that in itself is a problem here in the West. We tend to think the rest of the world thinks with a value system that we take as normal here in the United States. They do not. They do not value life. Let me give you an example. Just back there about a month or so ago, remember when Trump said he was going to go in and bomb the bridges and other facilities in Iran? What did the Islamic regime do? They put their men, women, and children on those bridges and taunted President Trump, "Oh, go ahead and bomb our bridges and we'll show the world all the dead bodies." That's how they think. So they're extremely evil, Chris, but they're also very smart. And they're very much aware that we have an election this year.
Yeah.
And the political pressure on President Trump right now, the economic pressure, which you report on, gas prices, et cetera, they know that they're getting President Trump into a corner. And they're waiting for him to compromise.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric made the point that they're waiting on a Democrat, and they're hoping a Democrat's going to take over in 2028 or after the 2028 election. Democrats are the reason why Iran got to this point that we felt like we had no other choice but to act on. I don't know that I would go so far as Eric in saying that, I don't know, it feels like a war. It's definitely a mess. We got involved here at the end of February. We all thought we would probably be through this by mid-April at the very latest. And we're still dealing with this. And as you know, news professionals, we come in every day having to do a story that's almost the exact opposite of yesterday's news. But one thing has remained through this entire ordeal is that it's getting more and more expensive to drive. And that is a big issue that President Trump needs to fix. We need to pray for him to have wisdom here, and we need to pray that we are successful and we reach some sort of positive resolution, because Democrats are right to say that this president campaigned in 2024 saying, "I'm going to bring prices down." And the price of gas has gone up and up and up, and so has the price of groceries and other goods that get to stores based on gas. The national average right now, $4.26. Praise God, that's down a little bit from where it was last week, but it's still way more than a dollar more than it was this time last year. Diesel. If you drive a diesel car, may the Lord bless you, okay, because it's $2 more expensive to buy diesel gas today than it was this time last year. That's impacting farmers, and it's impacting people that buy goods from stores that got there thanks to diesel or gas.
And so the leadership in Tehran are well aware of all of this. And I think what has happened is that I think President Trump and his military expertise around the table with Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, and others, they thought they perhaps would have an out. You know, we were told, and it's true, they bombed the Iranian army, they bombed the Navy, they bombed the Air Force, very successful there. And they thought perhaps, okay, that ends it. We'll get out of this, and we'll get a commitment that they want, Iranians want to develop their uranium any further, and we'll declare victory. That hasn't happened. I think what they weren't expecting was the Iranians still had enough firepower to basically start controlling the Strait of Hormuz. which stopped all of the oil traffic coming out of the Persian Gulf, not only Iranian, but impacting Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and all of these countries. They've also started to bomb those countries. They're sending drones in there, sending missiles in there. And then the Islamic regime in Iran added another caveat to their demands. They said, oh, by the way, Israel has to stop defending itself against attacks from Hezbollah in Lebanon. In fact, earlier this week, what happened was is Israel is trying to defend itself against those Hezbollah missiles. Basically, President Trump then got on the phone with Prime Minister Netanyahu and said, hey, you need to stop that. You need to stop defending yourself. So I hope people understand what the Islamic regime has done. They are creating a divide, a wedge between the United States and Israel. Mm-hmm. And it seems, you know, what we have a quote from President Trump referring to Netanyahu as being crazy for defending Israel against Hezbollah missiles. I mean, I'm very disturbed by that.
Yeah, you start dealing with some God issues when you are having a division with Israel. I think we can all safely say that we have what we have in this country based on our support for Israel. And when there is that divide, it creates a potential for problems. And one problem could be a not-so-successful end to this situation, or at least a prolonged situation where we have to pay for it as people. I think Iran, you know, we all sleep better at night knowing that we've done what we've done to prevent them from having a nuclear weapon, at least right now, and even going back to last summer. Iran probably would have done something terrible had the election gone differently and President Kamala Harris was out there sending Tim Walz to tell Iran, you can't have a nuclear weapon. Don't be mean to Israel. They probably would have nuked somebody by this point. So President Trump has done the world a favor, but in doing so, and the prolonged situation that's resulted as a result of our actions here, we've caused problems for the world. And, you know, our allies, even it's even created a division amongst our allies, because England and France and some other countries that normally would work with us on these things have even said, you know what, you got yourself into this, Donald, you get yourself out.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about what you said there, Fred, about what the president was sharing with the prime minister of Israel. And I believe one of the other things he said is, hey, Mr. Netanyahu, the reason, you know, people hate Israel is because of what you're doing here. Obviously, that is not true at all. We could get into a conversation about why people hate the Jewish people. We're not going to do that right now. But, man, we got to pray for President Donald Trump. I mean,
yeah,
he has done, you know, more for Israel than I think any other president ever in history. But there's still some problems here, Fred.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And I think Prime Minister Netanyahu is sensing that there may be some division. And I'm... And remember what Prime Minister Netanyahu said a few weeks ago. He wants to make Israel financially independent from the United States. I don't know if a lot of people perhaps missed that quote, but I think Prime Minister Netanyahu is starting to read some reluctance, even amongst, sad to say, Republicans, and even amongst some evangelicals in this country, John and Chris, mm-hmm. that they're saying, well, maybe, you know, first, there was the allegation, certainly from the left, that President Trump was getting his marching orders from Prime Minister Netanyahu,
yeah,
which is blatantly false. So I'm concerned about that division. Hey, listen, not that I'm an expert on this, but I think President Trump has got to find a way to get out of this now for a lot of different reasons, the economic reasons, et cetera, et cetera. So I think they have to open up the Strait of Hormuz, get an agreement that, okay, we'll let the oil flow from Iran, from Qatar, from Kuwait, et cetera, and yes, get a commitment. We can't trust the Islamic regime, I know that, but get a commitment perhaps from the international body that they will help us monitor the Iranian development,
yeah,
there in Iran. If we can... If we can get that, we can bring our troops home, and that takes away some of the firepower during this election season, mm-hmm. not only from the Democrats, but from the mainstream media, because the mainstream media hates Donald Trump. They would love to see this turn into a real mess.
Yeah. One thing that has helped Trump in this situation is the fact that he has a lot of the Arab countries in the Middle East on the side of the U.S. and even Israel in this particular situation, because for people not aware, folks from Iran or however you want to say it, they're not Arab. They're Persian, different people group. Yes, they may be Muslims, but they're a different kind of Muslims, which is also a reason why, say, Saudi Arabia
Muslim, yeah.
doesn't like Iran. So it has worked in his favor that you have, for example, Saudi Arabia or UAE, somebody else, somebody in that region telling Iran, hey, you shouldn't do that. So I would work to make sure we continue to have those ties while we try to get Iran to agree to things. You don't want to give them the impression that they have a say in these things. We didn't give Japan a say when it came to surrendering and bringing an end to World War II. And the reason we were able to do that is because we didn't give them a say. So we need to be very careful going forward. And maybe what we get from news media and sources is not entirely accurate. But the administration could, if there's misleading information out there, the administration needs to make that clear in these briefings that people like Secretary of State Rubio and Vice President Vance have been doing while Caroline Leavitt is at home with her new baby.
One place that you will get accurate news, that is American Family News. And we're talking to Fred Jackson and Chris Woodward with American Family News. And I just want to encourage you, if you want to have accurate information from a biblical conservative perspective, they got an entire team dedicated to that. They dig deep. They give you the information that you need. There's an app that you can get. I've got that app on my mobile device, AFN, the AFN app. You can search for that, but get that. American Family News, AFN.net, a lot of ways to get the news information. And we just encourage you to do that. You know, we're talking about what's happening in Iran. Are you seeing in your reporting and the things that you're covering some peeling away from some conservatives? Are they sticking with Trump? Are they maybe peeling away? Are you seeing any fractures there? Are you sensing anything, you know, with your reporting?
Yeah, I'm seeing some frustration among some Republicans. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some Republicans like Lindsey Graham that says, resume the bombing,
yeah.
Get her done, do whatever you have to do. But obviously, there are a lot of Republicans that are up for re-election in just several months from now. They understand the American people are frustrated. Chris, you had just been talking about the economic pressures mm-hmm. that the American people are under. So you have that contingent of Republicans that say to the president, hey, listen, let's wrap this up. We may not get everything that we wanted, but bring our troops home. The Democrats are going to say we just spent at least $29 billion. What did we get out of it? But do that now, because I believe once the gasoline prices start to go down, grocery prices may start to at least be alleviated somewhat, then the American people will be ready to move on. Mm-hmm. But with a strong commitment to carefully monitor what is going on in Iran. You know, Chris, the other and John, the other thing I feel that early on, President Trump made a commitment to those people in Iran who want to see regime change. Remember, he made that quote, mm-hmm. help is on the way. And I feel terrible about that. And I think there has to be a commitment from the Trump administration that we have not forgotten you. We have lost thousands. The Islamic regime murdered, killed thousands of those people. And we need to make a commitment to them. Hey, we may be pulling our troops out now, but we have not forgotten you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely needs some positive images. People see a story sometimes. When you see stuff on television and you see people crying because they're in the streets after the guy that just murdered their grandparents or family members and stuff like that, in the regime being ugly to people, it just it's a mess. That's the word I keep going. Fred used the word frustrating. There are people out there that would probably fall under the quote-unquote MAGA side of things, but they've had to take issues here with President Trump as more and more time as this goes by. Let's go back to just a few days before Operation Epic Fury began. President Trump had been going around the country doing speeches about the economic agenda and how he helped people get more money home. All that stuff has pretty much gone away because any extra money you might be bringing home or might have gotten as a result of a bigger tax refund, you've spent on energy. And that money's probably gone by this point, so now you're swiping a credit card, putting yourself further into debt, which unfortunately is the American way to live. And so we do need to get some sort of end to this situation so that way you can get back out there and talk about, I ran on this, Republicans running for office ran on this, we gave you these things, we've brought prices back down, and vote us into another term here in November. If it continues into August, we might be having an uncomfortable conversation on this program about what 2027 is going to look like in Congress with liberals holding the purse strings for things, including Israel.
You know, as we wrap things up here on the Middle East Report, I want to bring this around to what you said earlier, Fred, and that is we have to stand with Israel. We have to stand with the Jewish people. There can't be any fracture there with our administration, the Trump administration. So I just want to ask everybody who's listening right now to pray about that and to make sure that they're really praying for that unity. And we've seen the unity, obviously, in the cooperation between Israel and Iran, but we need to pray that that continues. And then you mentioned, the people in Iran. You know, we can't forget the church in Iran. It's one of the fastest growing churches in the world. Mm-hmm. So we need to remember the spiritual side of this and remember that, the Lord is in control over all of this. It's so easy for me, you look at what's happening and I, drink this stuff all the time. You guys are, dealing with it all the time and you can get worried and frustrated and concerned and it can really burden you down, but we've got to go back to the Lord.
Absolutely. Genesis chapter 12 has got to be remembered. Our God does not change. He said, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. Regardless of what happens, we cannot give up on our commitment to Israel. Now, does Prime Minister Netanyahu ever make mistakes? Yeah, from time to time. He's a human being. But we need to pray for Israel. We need to pray for wisdom for Prime Minister Netanyahu. And as Chris, you've already said, we need to pray for our president, President Trump, to give him wisdom, give him resolve. He has good people around him. Pete Hegseth, Marco Rubio, they're good folks, and they're smart folks. And I think if he would accept their advice right now, exit the theater right now, and just reaffirm our support for Israel. You know what? I saw Mike Huckabee, our ambassador to Israel, gave a speech at Yeshua University the other day. And he said, I'm a proud Zionist, and that's what we need to be. Mm-hmm. We need to be proud Zionist because of what God says about the Jewish people, his chosen people, and those who support them, that we will be blessed.
And, one of the things that we all need to understand is that supporting the Jewish people in the land of Israel doesn't necessarily mean supporting the government of Israel, because it's a secular government. Mm-hmm. It means standing with the Word of God, the plans and purposes of the Word of God. And I'll tell you, Chris, that's something we can all do.
It really is. We not only need to do it today, we need to be consistent in that area. And if people out there that maybe are misled and they've been told false things about the Jewish people, perhaps even in their church, that's an opportunity for you to share truth with them and help them see what God really has in plan for each and every one of us.
Well, you guys are doing an awesome job with American Family News. And Fred, I just wanted to give you the final, 2 or 3 minutes here at the end of the show to talk about American Family News, what you guys do, how people can connect with you. And it's so vital that people get your information, that they download the AFN app and get that on their mobile device. And you guys have a lot of ways that you're reaching people, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. John, first and foremost, our manual for American Family News is God's Holy Word. because the definition of truth, is God's word, because we serve a God who never changes. So whether it's you know, our coverage of what's going on right now in the Middle East and our coverage of Israel, and there are many other aspects to Israel that we cover, the anti-Semitism that we're seeing in this country in the wake of what happened, especially in October of 2023 when that massacre occurred. You know, here's a big difference between American Family News and the mainstream media. We didn't blame Israel for what happened on October 2023 like the mainstream media did. Mm. They blamed Israel, and they supported all these pro-Hamas protests taking place on our university campuses. We've done a whole lot in the way of researching what's going on with anti-Semitism in this country. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing, because we are driven by God's biblical truth. God continues to say the Jews are his chosen people. Do they need to be saved? Do they need Jesus Christ? Of course.
Right.
And we believe that. But we will support Israel. And we support President Trump when he's obeying God's word.
Yeah.
And that's why we need to pray for his surrender to God's word. Because you know what? History has shown when we surrender ourselves, whether it's individuals or governments, to God's word, God's blessing yeah. follows that.
And, you know, some people might think, well, you know, they're Jewish people, we're Christians. They might say something as harsh as, I don't care. You should care, because we hear this saying from people from time to time. Somebody mentioned it in the story I had last week. You should care about what's being done to the Saturday people, because if they come after the Saturday people, they'll have no problem coming after the Sunday people, which uh-huh. means Christians should care how Jews are being treated, because they don't like Christians either. They won't stop at Jews. They will come after the Christians next after they're done doing Lord knows what to Jewish people.
That's a great way to wrap up the show. Stand with the Word of God and what God's Word says about the plans and purposes for the Jewish people. Guys, thank you for jumping into the studio here to talk about this. And thank you for all that you do with American Family News. I just want to encourage everybody to download the app, AFN app, American Family News. Go to AFN.net. Lots of ways to connect with what they do. We appreciate everything that you guys stand for, American Family News, all that you do with your staff, and appreciate you hopping in the studio with me.
Absolutely.
That's the Middle East Report. Thank you for listening. Get a podcast of this show wherever you get your podcast. We're on all the major podcast platforms, or of course, you can go to afr.net. I'm John Riley.